And welcome, 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 dear listeners, wherever you find yourself. This is your Business and Economic Zone segment on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Now, the session that I had earlier in today on the brand conversation gets us into the discussion we've actually got on for tonight. In an industry or a sector where Namibia, we don't know what the value of the sector can be or what it is currently or where it finds itself currently. But my discussion for tonight, guys, takes a look at the arts and culture component. It does. It really does. Because in the arts and culture component, it's important to know what value can we extract from this component. I mean, guys, come on. We all have gone to a movie. We've all gone to try and look at, even if it's traditional acts or local acts itself. It can be traditional or it can be local in the sense of it being something that can, that can provide entertainment to an audience. But in other countries, especially if we have to look at those that are in our close proximity, like South Africa, or like Nigeria, even Uganda, even I think Malawi, even Ghana, they themselves have a thriving arts and culture industry in the sense of that they actually have a value. There's actually a value attached, a value in terms of indicating towards what is the overall value of the entertainment industry, or the arts industry, or the arts and entertainment, or arts and culture, or arts, entertainment, and culture industry. But we've really got to understand these spin-off industries. For many times, guys, we've been talking here on the BEZ about, the capacity building direction, the investment in the right sectors, the support or maintenance, not maintenance, I can't say maintenance, but the depth being provided or carrying capacity being provided to certain industries in our country that act as the pillars of our country's economy. But in other cases, we need to understand, really, can they sustain Namibia's economy entirely? Can they? I mean, if we had to look at Namibia, guys, you just take a look at Namibia and you try to understand the makeup of our economy. It's very, not this, it's very basic. If you look at it, it's very basic. I can clearly tell you that there is a primary sector in our economy and there's a services sector. There's a very small or very infant secondary and tertiary sectors in our country. We predominantly have primary, predominantly have services. Namibia is only extracting. And in most cases, we as Namibians, alongside those that have not the ability to implement, set up, or establish policies, have been speaking heavily about why not, provide value addition, try to build factories or do something. Now, last night's discussion, since last week Wednesday, the sports discussion I had with you guys. The sports discussion since last Wednesday, which is now Monday, and last night Tuesday, was key in identifying to you, a fellow Namibians, that there's an untapped reservoir of an economy that we can, you need minimal investment in it in terms of just get the product functioning. Get it kicked up. Just start the product. Minimal investment. You don't need You don't need lavish investments. No. Get the product functioning. And that was talking about the sports industry in our country. Just get the product functioning. Just allow it to restart. Allow it to flourish. Then the administrators that be need to come up with their plans on taking this, on taking sports in this country to the next level of professionalism. I just, on that specific point of last night and then previous night, a colleague of mine here in the studio asked me, but Dwight, measure up our population against the sport. And I kept telling him, my guy, why do you keep talking about our population? Why do you keep talking about our population? Stop looking at the population. If you're looking at the population, you've got to look at how many athletes can participate in a specific sport. How many? Namibia's population won't be stuck on 2.5 million forever. It won't be. It won't be. Let's identify that fact for now. It's the same concept that you can apply to the next entertainment industry that we as Namibians actually, we have it. We have it. It might need a slight bit more support and investment in it. Is the arts sector. It's the arts sector. Now, I'm just talking about the arts. I'm not talking about the performing arts. That being, you know, singers and actors and stand-up comedians and, you know, people that have talent and they can go and stand in front of crowds and attract crowds. I'm not talking about the performing arts. I'm talking about the other arts, you know, about cultural works like paintings, sculptures, pottery, fashion. You know, things that you make, that you can make. Because those things can be traded. You can sell them. You can sell them. Now, the reason why I said it's a little bit, this might be a different landscape or a different kind of sector to talk about is because there's a whole movement, and this is something that you see here in the social scenarios, especially like where I am here in the capital, and even just, you know, browsing on social media platforms like Namibian Twitter and other platforms of social media where you see here Namibian performing artists, you know, they've got a very good presence in our country. What do I mean by that? There is a cluster of singers that we as Namibians would love to support every time and, you know, and go and see. So that speaks to a benefit. Secondly, we have we've actually generated a healthy stand-up comedy system or sort of like economy or ecosystem. I like using ecosystem because other people get inspiration and then they also want to try their hand at being at, you know, at stand-up comedy. Eagle FM for once is we've got such a very, very, very good platform that allows you, the listener out there, to listen in at either to the Free Your Mind or to the Matriarch Show later in the night. You know, those kinds of discussions. The second thing is, the third thing also is that the performing arts have been something that we as Namibians have known a lot. You know, if you guys remember back to the school settings in terms of where there were these, what do they call it? These, almost like performances that we had to do on schools, either on primary school or on high school. Those all factored into as the performing arts. It is, however, also a under-supported sector in the entertainment economy of our country. Because let's not just talk about mines and fishing and how many factories or the potential whether or not Namibia can produce a toothpick. Because if you can sell, if you can commodify something, you can sell it. Now, I'm talking about the arts for today, and it's only for, I'm only isolating it in for today, especially because of there are these hidden silos or these hidden potentials in our economy that you and I, we need to talk about. We need to talk about it. Now, before I hit the next ad break over the next minute, you can come through from 7 o'clock at 083-288-401. Come through. Let's hear what you guys have to add. Or let's see what your contributions are. Also, I'll ask a little bit that we try to condense it. No, not condense it, but, you know, try to keep it as compact as possible. Not more than 5 minutes. Unfortunately, I'll have to time because I've got a timer in front of me. But in that key direction for tonight's discussion, the performing arts are crucial. I mean, guys, do we really have to be listening to Beyoncé's? Do we really have to be listening to Jay-Z's? Why can't we uplift more singers, more performers? But I said, I don't want to be talking about the performing arts. I want to take a look at the other sector of the arts and entertainment sector, that being the arts sector alone.
Kukuruga na yowamba, kukuningsa ozere, nukusespika na mpito domgara mokagura mkisigemeke. Ramangako, uwera o HIV. Ayo, kukupoperan, tani kuiruga na maokoko. Tokoras gara, ninkawa kukuruga na yowamba. Mokutura moe hundiro liye yowamba zu maokoko, di mogwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantandatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndi dingura kwa Facebook, kwa VMMC Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, coming back from the extended break right there, starting off firstly with what the arts sector looks like. And remember, we are divorcing the performing arts sector from our discussion for tonight. Now, the arts sector in the global arts sector in 2019 was valued at $64 billion, with a total of approximately 40.5 million transactions taking place. Now, the global scene with regards to the arts sector, and let me also give you this disclaimer to identify with as well. And, you know, just to be mindful that this disclaimer actually indicates towards a specific segment of an economy or within a country that vibrantly support the arts itself. Now, my discussion from earlier today on the brand conversation with regards to, you know, what do curators do, their functions or their roles within the art sector, especially in museums or in art galleries, is that they provide that marketing promotional exposure mechanism for artists, and also for a country's historical storytelling component. Now, art galleries help in being some sort of a storefront, meaning a vehicle, a facility of connecting a buyer of art or collector of art and an artist. Yes. If you've never known or seen this, this is what happens with arts. Not performing arts, not singers and dancers and actors and stand-up comedians. No. I'm talking about people that sculpt, people that paint, people that, just use materials to represent a thought process. Their works get bought. Their works get commissioned. And they get paid for it, because it's their intellectual property that they manifest in a physical form. Now, 64 billion, guys, in terms of the global art scene, is a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Now, the global art scene, guys, since 2013 has been growing. It has been growing because there's also been a vibrant move towards a global online marketing platform, where you get the online global art market is predicted to increase by almost 500% by 2024. That's 2 years from now. Art investment continues to be a lucrative industry. Now, the disclaimer I wanted you to know about is that it comes out of specific upper region of an economy, meaning people that really have a lot of money that can commission, buy, and invest in arts, in paintings or sculptures or, you know, frescoes, those kinds of stuff. Well, fresco is actually something else, but still, you get the gist because it's artistic works. And this industry itself is only going forward. It's actually just moving forward. It's just growing day by day, hour by hour, month by month. It's just developing. But investment is not slowing down in this industry. It's not. That is if you want to factor in the latest developments with regards to crypto technology or the crypto, you know, crypto platforms that have brought you NFTs. NFTs were for a long time, people could not explain to me what an NFT was, especially some of the younger cadres of our population that loved speaking about NFTs as the way to go, not cryptocurrencies. Neither did they understand that what they were actually wanted to participate in is a form of trading. You are trading it. An NFT, guys, is just a digital format of art collection. That's NFT. That's what an NFT is. NFT, the word stands for non-fungible token. It's non-fungible. What is, or as they say, fungible is the word, you know, non-fungible, is that an NFT is just a glorified form of electronic art collection. That's all. But there's a reason why I'm not talking about art, NFTs, is because it's only been there recently. Art collection has been going on for a long time. A lot longer. A lot longer. Now, the global art scene, and yes, guys, we've got to talk about this because it allows artists the opportunity to make money. I'm talking about where you can literally see the trickle-down factor. An artist, someone who's a painter, someone who's a sculptor, someone that can make rock paintings because you can paint on a rock, someone who can make barbed wire cars, you know, toy cars. It's art. Barbed wire is the painful one. That's the hockey strap. You know, that's the one that actually cuts you. Not barbed wire. Sorry, guys. But, you know, made out of wire. Steel wiring. That's art. It gets bought. That itself is where someone makes something and they literally sell it to someone who appreciates it, buys it, acknowledges the workmanship, and you see a transaction take place. You see a transaction take place. Now, the reason I talk about this is most of our arts would be scattered into the informal sector of our economy, as well as also it might be, you know, isolated in specific zones in our tourist economy. I say the informal sector because the informal sector are sometimes the guys like that you find at Zupark here in the capital. It could be in other places also where you find people that have made things with their hands and they want to sell it. And they also form part of an informal sector component. And the second thing is also when you look at the tourism industry, because it's usually bought by tourists who see, ooh, a little memento I can carry with me on the plane going back to Germany or going back to France or going back to Russia. And they would quickly spend $100 or $50 and this is something they can carry on their person, in their pockets. Small mementos of Namibia. Now, the global art scene, guys, as mentioned, $46 billion US dollars is a lot of money. Formalizing it helps artists to gain exposure in a formal manner. Obviously, it's not just that the artist, if their work gets sold, that they get all the money. No, there's also commission fees that art galleries have to make. And it helps money to flow in a different sector, strengthening the sector, thus ensuring that the sector becomes resilient in its own form. The capacity building component that we love talking about here on the Business and Economic Zone, because the only thing that gives you capacity is money. The only thing that gives you capacity is money. You can go for all the workshops and all the trainings in the world. If you don't have access to money, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. One of the easiest ways also to gain access to money that can give you the capacity that you want is if you've made something, you present it to a seller, the seller or a customer, and to a customer who is the buyer, and they go like, "Ooh, I like this small plastic toy that you've made, Dwight. I'll buy it. I'll spend $100 because I like it. I believe my child would enjoy this toy." Right there. Because if you had to ask someone now, would they appreciate an electronic piece of art, or would they appreciate the physical art piece itself that the electronic representation is based on, meaning the picture of an art piece as opposed to the physical art piece, the original produced by the artist itself, by the artist themselves? Which one would you like? Because I'll tell you now, if you have an original of something, it's a lot more valuable than a copy of something. I'll give you another example. And this is now just depicting to you how a historical art piece of Namibia is actually monopolized by a commercial farmer. I think it's in the Otjozonjupa region or in the Kunene region. One of the two, but it's that western part of the Otjozonjupa region. It's the famous White Lady painting, the rock painting, the famous one. It's on a private farm. It's a heritage site. It's visited every year by hundreds of tourists who want to see the famous White Lady rock painting, but it's not in a museum. It's visited through controlled access, obviously, because it's on a private commercial farm. So the farmer gets direct benefit of this historical, anthropological, valuable piece of human history in Namibia. This farmer. Don't worry, guys. I've read about it. It's on a private farm. Now, something that forms part of Namibia's natural history is not classified as a piece of conservation area. Well, it might be. It might be. But it's on a private farm nonetheless. It's not like the farm was bought up by the state to say, listen, we're classifying this as a non-commercial entity or area, because it is on a private farm. There's another cave. There's also a famous rock painting somewhere in this country. And remember, I'm talking about art. Art. Right? It's art. Just like the Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci is also art, which forms part of Italy's artistic history and Italy's history itself, which is in the most probably in the hands of private collector somewhere, or of a privately owned museum somewhere or art gallery. It's there. It's European history. It's European Renaissance history. But we've got valuable anthropological history. It's valuable. These are illustrations thousands of years old, not hundreds of years old, thousands of years old. And yet, we cannot boast about it as Namibians. We cannot boast about it as a country. You probably did not even know that the famous White Lady painting or rock painting is on a commercial farm. You probably did not know that. You probably did not know that gaining access to this piece.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
The International University of Management, IUM, Witete umbo no namba no kushi wefakuja. Umanjirorongo otuataya academic year 2023. Ukapatruka ende rapa ife ulikole paparoe mo education. Ukarolongi fikora ile ukufe o health and social science. Oshoma ifano information and communication technology. O strategic management and leadership. Na taimonika no tourism. Osho hospitality and event management. Business administration ikuterera. Environmental studies and postgraduate studies at Shota de Monica. Wherede, Otto Monica ko website www.ium.edu.na. Iro tarere po embiro da IUM, dikuli po pepi. Mo venduka, mongu renguru, mongu ediva, no mompae, Otto de Monica. Wherede to hangi kongo di ya venduka. 061 ongodi ne natunatu oma veri hamano inda komesho kufeto korori rimonjira toiko mbona kui waini rao pamwe na IUM.
Now the key thing we've got to factor in here is that if there is a healthy arts economy within our national economy, it helps artists. Artists, like, for example, what happened back in 2020, where artists had to indicate to the Ministry of, I think it's the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Basic Education, Arts and Culture, in terms of receiving a allowance to help them during the COVID, you know, the toughest time of the COVID pandemic. Artists, guys, unfortunately, are the most exploited, are one of the most exploited skilled people in our country. Obviously, if you were someone like the famous singer that Namibia had, Jackson Kayewa, if you were like Jackson Kayewa, the late Jackson Kayewa, you could charge the amount of money that you wanted to perform at events. You can. You have the right. Because Jackson Kayewa was world-renowned. He performed in Europe, performed in Namibia, performed in other parts of the continent most probably. So his name, his work, his skill level is what took him to that elevation. The up-and-coming artists are still grinding their way out. They're still trying to carve their way out. The question now becomes, and please guys, let's understand this one scenario in terms of labeling. A singer is an artist. A writer is an artist. Not a full-on artist like a singer. A actor is an artist. They are an artist. With writers, it's a little bit more precise because they have their own economy to write into, to factor into. But actors and guys that are painters and sculptors are not, they don't get as much exposure as possible. Not as much. I stress this because recently, I think just last week, there are these short film festivals that are always held by the Goethe Institute here in the capital. They call it the Kino Short Film Festival, where young aspiring Namibians or new filmmakers or filmmakers in Namibia have the opportunity to come together. They get a small budget. They make a short length film. It's a film. It's not a movie, obviously. And there's no major inputs like CGI, the expensive stuff that you see on, in other parts of the world. And they come and show their talent with regards to camera work, direction, you know, giving being a director, being a producer, and the acting component, as well as all the storytelling, obviously the script that has to be developed. The thing is, there is no full on, you know, going the whole way scenario. Now, I mentioned to you in the sports discussion of the past 2 days that the key thing that made sport professional was TV. It was TV. The same thing that makes movies and the art scene explode is also TV. It's one of the most painful things ever to realize. SABC in South Africa. SABC in South Africa gave you generations. Yes, you, the Namibian out there, listening here to the Business and Economic Zone. I know there were a handful of you that loved Generations. You loved it. You went home to watch Generations. You ran from home to go watch Generations at 6 o'clock. It was even strategically placed at a specific time, because I think people at the broadcaster thought and actually realized people need to rush home to come and watch Generations. You watched Generations. I know you watched it. I hated Generations. I'll tell you now, I don't like soap operas. But soap operas were the same things in the United States, in South America, in Europe, in Australia, in Japan, that exploded the TV industry, the broadcasting industry in those countries. And this all happened in the 60s and the 70s. This all happened. Yes, guys, I have a media background. As part of my journalistic training, I have a media background. And you can see how the introduction of the TV exploded ways of storytelling and of entertainment, or extending entertainment. I'm digressing a little bit, but it's to help you also understand how the overall arts industry can be beneficial to Namibia. For some reason, we all are also trying to understand the overall fourth industrial revolution's impacts, what needs to be done. Yeah, I've also reported on it here. We've gone into depth of it on the BEZ as well. But the entertainment industry is something similar to the sports industry. The inputs, they're not that much. They're not that overwhelming. You don't have to look at changing your entire education system and then also investing in infrastructures in another direction, and also investing in ensuring that specific communities that have not had services or access to services are also brought up to that standard, which takes another 10 years. No. The entertainment industry doesn't need that much as well. Doesn't need that much investment. However, wherever you look in Namibia, and I'm sorry, let's just be honest. Not everyone can become an engineer. Not everyone will be able to become a scientist or a rocket scientist that the fourth industrial revolution, as well as all the green hydrogen industry needs. No one will have those skills. No one will have that industry will produce so many jobs. The absorption rate, or not the absorption rate, the supply won't come from our population. It won't. Let's be honest, guys. It will not come from our population. In most parts, people will be flown in for skills transfers to come under the guise of skills transfers. And the unfortunate thing is, Namibians will be missing out again. But where Namibians cannot miss out are two products, two economies, two industries that can help propel them today. Today, now, tomorrow, next month, this year still is the entertainment and the sports industries. Now, I'm done with the sports industries. I really am done with the sports industries. And right here, as we find ourselves on the precipice of human development, industrial development, trying to grasp at as many straws that might uplift Namibia's economy, we are ignoring the possible winning wickets or winning tickets that can help that little bit much more. It can help that little bit much more. I know my sentence is a bit off, guys. For some reason, my English has been, you know, doing reverse 1-2-1-2 dances with me the whole day. But that little bit more is what these two industries can do. I mean, guys, tapping into the potential $65 billion US dollar market value of the global arts industry. You just need a 0.001% of that $65 billion in Namibia. Just a 0.001. I know. It's not even a percentage. You just need a fraction of that 100 billion, that 65.1, that 100 million. You just need a fraction of that 100 million US. Remember, Namibia has never collected 100 billion Namibian dollars in revenue. The arts industries, the sports industries will be able to give NAMRA the money they need. But it's a question of stop looking at government as well. Let's stop running to government to try and solve everything. You have certain things. Well, I don't know what can be done about broadcasters. I really don't know. The one is private, like I mentioned to you in the sports discussion. The one is a privately owned one. The second one is the state broadcaster. In South Africa, the SABC have been focal in helping actors, producers, directors, the support industries in terms of makeup artists, as well as also camera, videographers and cameramen and women make their names. I mean, the SABC is still focal in developing the performing arts. They still are. Even with the music scene in South Africa, they still are. The unfortunate thing is, which actors can we talk about in Namibia? And I mean, guys, let's be honest. The actors from the Generations cast, if you just take a look at the Generations scenario, the actors there, they were paid per episode. These were not chump change. This was also not chump change money that was being, you know, offered to them. This is not just taxi money here and taxi money there and, you know, like a fixed salary, like an employee. No, these guys were paid stone cold hard cash per episode. You sign a contract for a season. There you go. That's how it works all around the world. That's how it works everywhere else in the world, because actors and actresses are walking, talking businesses. Their name, their performances, their faces, their bodies make the money for them. Somewhere, we're not allowing this to thrive. Somewhere, we're sitting with a disconnect of understanding this global market potential. Our best entertainment, guys, and this is just to throw a little bit of a joke into the serious discussion, is how we as Namibians, we enjoy political drama from our politicians. But you know that the politicians cannot supply you with as much drama every day. It becomes a bit tiring. It's not their job to be actors and actresses in a local theater. No. They know they've got a serious job to do in terms of providing policies for Namibia's development going ahead and its future. It's for the arts industry to provide its own value. And I keep telling you guys, there's not as much investment needed. Technology is actually advanced so far, so you don't need as much investment even in cameras or camera equipment. You need creativity, then you need investment. The creativity is already there. Where's the investments? Where's the investments? The second thing to factor into, sorry about that, guys. I'm quickly stepping into a short ad break. From the ad break, I'll come right back.
Paratus Mobile LTE. Everything you want, whenever you want it. Start uploading, downloading, liking, and sharing all your experiences with the world. starting from 345 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT for postpaid. Get online with high-speed internet the way you want it. Visit paratus.africa/NA for more information.
Now we come back, and this is not just heading into the last quarter of today's program of the Business and Economic Zone. Now, investment, guys. When you look at investment, and we've had multiple sessions here on the BEZ where we'd be talking about, yeah, trying to lure in FDI, trying to lure in what, you know, any other kinds of forms of investment. But the thing is, it's not just about investment coming in, opening up a factory. Those things take time. And then later on, you hear in a one or other journalistic article in one of Namibia's local newspapers that the company that brought the FDI is not paying taxes. But if you want money to move in a system, diversification in your own economy needs to take place. Diversification needs to take place. The unfortunate thing is, these industries, the performing arts industries, if Namibians out there are shown that you can make money from sculpting, from painting, and that there's a healthy, vibrant economy for arts being bought, Namibians buying each other's artworks at galleries. Look, guys, if an artist paints something there, you can't go and charge it $100. This is not kindergarten artworks. The artist really put effort into that artwork. They really had investment costs, input costs coming in the one side, time, energy, and all that, and then you've got costs coming out. A nice way would also be commissioning galleries to actually commission artists to make artwork for them. So you actually stimulate, and I'm not talking about an FDI component because it is actually an investment scenario, but you now actually stimulate a channel in order for it to feed you back. So you commission artists to make works for you, for your gallery, in order to sell. Thus, stimulating yourself, you know? If a child learns to ride a bicycle, you need to bring the bicycle to the child as the parent or as a guardian. You bring the child the bike because the child will not be able to ride a bicycle just out of thin air if they don't have a bicycle to practice on. So what happens? So if you want the child to be mobile and autonomous in terms of their movement going ahead as a developing human, you show them how to move a little bit faster, a little bit safer. So you train them how to ride a bicycle. The investment that you as the adult is making is buying the bicycle and then investing some time to train the child how to ride the bicycle. I.e., if the gallery or the art organization has the investment potential, commissions artists and tell them, listen, the bicycle is the money that I'm investing in you. I'm commissioning you to generate artwork. I'm paying you to generate artwork. Thus, the artwork that is being produced gets supplied to the gallery. The gallery can sell it off to recuperate some costs further on. Now, you heard from the brand conversation scenario with the curator that I spoke to. He did make mention of a training component. Yeah, it's almost like, you know, refinement. It's a sense of refinement that is actually signaling. But let me get the first caller in for tonight's session. Eagle FM, good evening.
Hey! I know you are very, very much concerned with the growth, sustenance of our economic development, yeah. Economic growth and development. Economic growth and what? Development.
Yeah.
So, today, I was looking at a newspaper where they are talking about a sport.
Mm.
A company, they want to go in there, and how you were saying it yesterday that you guys, can't we just organize and look at the markets and identify the need. When you see the scarcity of a product or a service, what then do you do?
You try to bring it in.
Of course.
Yeah.
And the bank of the governor of the Bank of Namibia was complaining. He Wanda told us that, you know, I love the way you guys are doing things. Even though we burden you sometimes, you know, with our misbehavior and all these kind of things.
Who misbehaved? Angabona, who misbehaved? Who misbehaved?
Sometimes they approach the platform. Without kind of respect and regard.
Well, it's robust discourse. That's at least good.
No. The robust discourse, I understand. I'm talking about where sometimes people take advantage and say, yes, it's our radio. We understand it's our radio. Now, do you want to destroy your radio with your behavior, your tongue language, and sorry kind of words? You must respect that one. You respect the platform because it is listened and giving education, promoting the values of humanity.
Yeah.
This social dialogue and engagement that we are engaging in, we are trying to find possible solution to the social economic problems that are facing our people, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's a parliament. Because that's why even the people, the founders, you can even see that they believe in democracy. They believe in the promotion of freedom of press and media. And you see, that's why we were doing good in that line.
Yeah.
Suddenly last year or this time, I think we flopped with 1 point.
Yeah.
That's why we came second.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say here is that we must then respect the people like you. Thank you, Lord, God bless. People like you who are giving us this kind of research and information. Where do you get this? Do you have time for us to go to university back?
Maybe not.
This lady could have come that time when I was a student, you know, I spent most of the time in my old age studying. I was not going to do any of that study. I was just going to be listening and then go and write.
Exactly, Agampona. That's great.
So what I'm trying to say is that you are the one who does it. I will take only a second or 40 seconds. So what I'm trying to say is that because we were not hearing you properly from the beginning, I don't know, maybe it was only my radio. And what I'm saying is that how do we create wealth?
Yeah.
How do we assume, and when are we going to assume that responsibility? Today I was listening to is it Memelidia from the Eagle, from City of Windhoek? Because this has to do part of the creation of wealth.
Yeah.
Providing housing. Because this is all social economic development, isn't it?
It is.
So you direct me if I'm going out of the topic, but I believe if you are talking about business and economics segment or whatever, we ought to understand and bring out in these things. Provided we support and also assume a responsibility. If we cannot have that, and it is also a constitutional obligation expected from us. Why should we just be expecting things from other people, but we cannot expect accountability from ourselves? It doesn't work like that. So let's all work together. Old hands, there were young ones here who are coming up with brilliant ideas. And see, the money that is the governor of when Bank of Namibia is complaining about, that we are not taking it up there. It's not for somebody who just wants to go and buy a salary. What about in development?
Yeah.
Are we in the construction? Are we there to create our own entity and say, hey, how are we going to promote this leak. You told us yesterday that the structures are already been established.
They are.
The stadiums are there.
They are.
The soccer stadiums are there. The laundry, tents laundries are there. The what are there.
The players are there. The players are there.
They are even playing better than Sarurile.
Exactly.
So Benjamin is not the end. He has a sport academy. He's now in the reign of the Brave Warrior, and I'm sure he's going to do well. Yesterday you were talking about, discussing about those past regions. The Bimbos, the Loro, Garoset, all those guys, the Kumaro that you were talking about. Can't we hear ourselves? The problem is that people, we are forgetting, we are not proud of our history. That's why we are missing the point. So, Bright, let me end up here today, my brother. So, continue with others. All I'm saying is that there are plenty of opportunity. And I'm not, when I'm saying there are plenty of economic opportunity, I do not expect somebody to come and say, hey, plenty of opportunity. Yes, there are plenty of opportunity. We are told if we create and preach positive message. That we're able to, that lead to the emancipation of ourselves.
Yeah.
Then we are going to do better. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Uncle Bona. Now, just ending up on the last 3 minutes of today's session, guys, in terms of, still talking about this art, about the arts, sector and the industry. I'm technically not done up with the art sector and the industry itself, because this is something that can have a spin-off amount of jobs. Especially a lot of young women that are makeup artists. A lot of young women that are in the health and beauty. I'll call the health and beauty. I'll label it for now as an informal sector as well of our economy, because guys, you know how easily money flows in the health and beauty segment of our country. Do you know how easy it flows there? Do you know how easy women that that have their own makeup cabinets? It comes in a little, you know, it looks like a vanity case. For any of us men who know what a vanity case is, it's that little thing that your sisters or moms them have that has makeups and stuff in it. And it allows them to travel with it wherever you guys drive to. Women make money so quickly with those vanity cases. You would be surprised. However, that alone supplies and supports, or is a facilitating economy or part of an economy to the entertainment economy itself. I'm not even touching cameramen, script writers, videographers, directors and producers yet. They are also themselves sub-economies within the overall entertainment economy. Sub-economies as well. Now, there are only 2 minutes left. I'm not done yet, guys. I thought I could still finish up with this discussion for tonight about the art sector, especially the arts, you know, the value that the arts can play. Most of the discussion in terms of talking about the promotion, the exposure, the marketing component, the role of curators and art galleries and museums in an economy or in a country was featured on this morning's discussion of the Brand Conversation. But we're not going to finish up with this only on tonight. Stay tuned, or rather, for the rest of your programming tonight as well. But we will still be continuing on with the arts discussion in the segment for tomorrow evening. Catch me tomorrow again as well on the Brand Conversation first, and then secondly on the BEZ. On that note, do stay tuned for the rest of your programming as the matriarch is close by. She's just waiting to make her entrance. And from there on, I'll see you guys again. Enjoy your night.
So, jy het dit gedoen. Jy het jou laat besny.
Jep,
dit was baie dapper. Was dit nie frekseer nie?
Dit was net so effen seer, maar dis die moeite werd om myself teen seksueel oordraagbare infeksies te beskerm. En dis soveel makliker om skoon te hou.
Wel, as jy dit so stel, dan moet ek dit dalk ook laat doen.
Bra, dis die regte ding om te doen. Man Up, kry 'n besnyding. Om 'n gratis besnyding te bespreek of om meer uit te vind, stuur 'n WhatsApp boodskap na 081-309-2729 of besoek ons Facebookblad by VMMC Namibia.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.